Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hello, everybody. Today, we are going to be talking about something that I dearly love, and I'm sure you do too if you're into self-care. It's your regular massage appointment. And I love receiving massage as much as I love giving massage. And I think that's what really got me into a career that I love so much and I still love after all these years. So we're going to talk today about how to get the most out of your regularly scheduled massage. If you have a regular appointment for a massage, you're already way ahead of the game in terms of self-care. And man, I look so forward to my session. It's part of the pleasure for me, just the anticipation of the next upcoming time I get to get on the table and just totally have time for myself and relax. So we're going to discuss 10 ways that you can make the most of that time because you work hard. You work hard for the time and the money to help yourself in that way. And by all means, I want you to get the most out of it. So here we go. The first tip that I have for you for really enhancing and utilizing that time of your massage is to breathe. And it's easy to say, oh yeah, you need to breathe, helps with stress and it'll calm you down. It's not so easy to do because it takes practice. It takes technique to effectively breathe. And here you are on the massage table and you've got the time so that you don't have to find the time somewhere else in your life to practice breathing techniques. But I want to impress upon you the value of tapping into your breath when you're on the massage table. Breathing is one of the most overlooked healing remedies there is. And we came equipped with what we need to help ourselves in so many ways. And the simplicity of it, I think it evades most people how effective it is for their well-being, for their health. The benefits of proper breathing are astounding. If you really do the research, you find that breathing enhances detoxification. Of course, we know it helps with stress relief. We know that if we get really stressed out or we're working really hard and focusing on something or our mind is running rampant with a million different things on our to-do list, just calming down to take a full, deep breath, it's really representative of abundance in our life because you've got access to all of those amazing healing properties through your breathing all the time. But how often do we take the luxury? How often do we afford ourselves a good, deep breath? So with me right now, before we go any further, let's just take one. And don't worry about if you're doing it right. There's many different kinds of breathing techniques, and I'll get into that a lot in courses that I'm creating right now that I can teach you. But for right now, just take a nice deep breath. And it is amazing the benefits for reducing anxiety and tension, definitely for dealing with stress, but even weight loss benefits come with proper breathing, detoxification. All the ways it's going to enhance your massage are just phenomenal. It's like your breath is a little switch where you get your nervous system out of fight or flight mode and turn that dial over to rest and digest. So if you're on the massage table and you just can't get your monkey mind to slow down, if you're in a distracted thought loop and you're thinking about all the things you have to do, just breathe. And you'll be amazed at how not only will it calm your body down, it's almost like it gives you a nervous system reboot where your mind will be more at ease and you can enjoy the massage so much more. You will find that breathing while you're on the table will give you a lot more awareness with what's going on in your body. And it'll put you a lot more in the present moment to really enjoy your massage. My yoga teacher once told me that the mind controls the body, but the breath controls the mind. So if you do have overactive thoughts that you want to slow down so that you can just enjoy the massage more, I encourage you to enjoy breathing. And don't worry about getting it right. If you are breathing, if you're paying attention, you're doing it. That's all you need to worry about. Worry about technique and practicing different ways for different results. Worry about all that later. But right now, just focus on paying attention to your breath, seeing what it's doing. What parts of your body do you feel are moving, and what parts of your body is your breath fully occupying? Check that out and enjoy breathing. So that's number one, breathe. Number two is completely unplug from all your electronic devices. Take this time to create some sacred time for yourself. This time does not belong to anyone else. You get to enjoy this time completely for yourself. And there's so much research available for how hearing the slightest little vibration of a text or an email alert from your phone will take your brain into a higher state of activity, activating fight or flight in your nervous system. And one of the greatest benefits of massage is that you get to take a break from fight or flight and enjoy rest and digest, which is actually parasympathetic nervous system activation. So keeping your phone on during a session deprives you of that much needed restorative time where you can charge your battery. And since the healing space and that time belongs completely and fully to you, the world will go on for that hour or that hour and a half, and you will emerge out of the session completely recharged, ready to help, ready to be present and available to coworkers or your boss or your family members, those who need to access you by phone. And of course, I know that there are exceptions. You might have to keep your phone on when you get a massage, say if something temporary is happening, say with a sick loved one or somebody's going to go in labor or something like that. But if you always stay available for work or family issues during your massage time, you're just cheating yourself out of that really healing, restorative experience of claiming that time for yourself. So number two, completely unplug from all your technology while in session. Number three, schedule your regular session time with you in mind. Sometimes we all need to get in for some quick body work when we have pain and we need some relief. And when it comes to scheduling, we'll take whatever we can get. I totally do that and I understand that. But if you're rebooking a regularly scheduled time with your favorite therapist, put some thought and intention into the best time of day for your massage. If you can allow for a little downtime, a little processing time to really let the work you've received integrate, then that deep relaxation can settle into your body and you can carry the benefits of this session with you, unlike if you have to jump up and rush off to the next thing on your to-do list. That post-massage downtime might just be just a few minutes outside in nature or a few minutes alone in your car before you re-engage with the world. And the amount of decompression time needed after a session, it will vary from person to person. Like if you're a busy parent, say, the best time for a massage might be in the morning after the little ones are at school. Or if you're a busy executive on the go, the best time for a massage might be in the evening after you can unwind from work or after the gym. Find that optimal time of day by scheduling sessions at different times and seeing how long you're able to make that good feeling last. See how long you can integrate and carry the good parts of that massage with you. And that just takes some trial and error, some trying some different things. But if you can, even though, believe me, I know it's not always possible, try to schedule about 30 minutes of quiet relaxation time after your session before you run to your next thing on your to-do list. And I'm a busy mom and a business owner myself, so I know that isn't always going to work out perfectly. But when you can treat yourself with a little bit of time to read, go outside for a walk, do whatever brings you joy after your massage, and you will really see the benefits of that. So that's number three. Schedule your session thoughtfully with you in mind. Number four, skip the hairstyle, the makeup, the jewelry. You do not need to get all fixed up to come for your massage session. It's actually better if you don't. Schedule a time when you do not have to look your best, and so the therapist can work on more areas of tension without messing up your hairstyle or your makeup. You know, facial muscles carry a lot of stress, but therapists will avoid massaging the face if the client's wearing makeup. And the muscles in our scalp hold a great deal of tension, and it feels so good to get a scalp massage. But no headache relieving massage for you if you can't have your hair messed up. So try to receive your massage at a time when you can have work on those much needed areas like TMJ in the jaw, sinus points on the face and scalp, and skip wearing tons of jewelry too. Your therapist will just have to wait while you remove it and put it all back on. Just wear your most important pieces and don't even worry about shaving either. This is something that a lot of people are unaware of. They'll shave before they come to their therapist, but that can make you more sensitive to essential oils or creams that might be used during the session. So you never have to apologize for not shaving. Some of my clients will be like, oh, I'm so sorry. My legs are hairy. I'm like, that's fine. You do not have to get all fixed up for us. Just come clean and comfy and you'll enjoy the session more. So that's number four. Skip the bling and the hairstyle and then makeup. Number five is all about communication. Communication makes everything better. And your body and its needs are going to change on a day-to-day basis. So check in with yourself on the day of your session so that you can communicate your specific needs that day to your therapist. And this takes a check-in time. It takes some body awareness. And I always end up having more body awareness while I'm on the table. Like, whoa, I didn't know that was sore right there. Wow, that's really tight. And so sometimes it does take that. It takes getting into the session, and then you can still communicate with your therapist. And the more body work you receive, the more finely tuned you get to your specific physical needs. But just be sure and give your therapist a heads up. Like if you have your period, or if you might be experiencing hot flashes, or if you've had any injuries or surgery since you last saw them. When you let them know your preferences about what scents you like, or if you like it warm or cool during the session, your massage becomes more about you and the things that make you feel comfortable. And you're not being high maintenance to ask for what you need. You're being a good communicator. And your therapist wants to know what you like so that they can take better care of you. So that is number five. Communicate with your therapist how you feel that particular day. Number six, create a treatment plan with your therapist. By establishing a good relationship and clear communication with your therapist, together, you two can create a treatment plan to meet your specific needs and your goals for the sessions. Because you don't always want the same thing. Sometimes I want more time on my upper body, more time on my lower body, maybe next session. Or if my feet really need some attention, I may want to devote half the session to foot massage. There's only so much that can be addressed in 60 or even 90 minutes. So it can be really helpful if you make a treatment plan together with your therapist so that different areas of the body get addressed in different sessions, and over time, all the areas get covered. Remember, your massage session is your time. So a capable therapist will have recommendations for a treatment plan that's tailored to fit your needs. And if you're currently seeing a therapist that never veers from the same old routine, almost like it's choreographed, communicate with your practitioner and let them know you want your specific needs addressed, not just the same old routine. And a lot of important areas of the body get overlooked in massage, like abdominal massage or gluteal massage. Many therapists won't work on these sensitive and guarded areas unless you ask for it. So if you've never had abdominal massage, I highly recommend it. It's one of my favorites. It's very nurturing. comforting and soothing to all the vital organs. It can also help the low back to really loosen up when you address the core. So definitely try that if you haven't had abdominal massage yet. And if you've got tight hamstrings or if you've got tension in the low back, the glutes, the gluteal muscles really need to be addressed. And they can be addressed in a way that makes you still feel safe and comfortable. So my job as a therapist is to find out, what is my client's comfort level and how can I address every part of their body that needs it while still respecting their comfort at the same time? Because I'm sure your therapist wants your full comfort and consent, because an excellent massage is always about safety and respect. So don't be afraid to ask for what you need. That is number 6, create a treatment plan with your therapist. Okay, number 7 can be challenging for me sometimes because I love my clients and I'm always so excited to hear about their lives and what's going on. But take some time to be quiet when you're receiving a massage. It's so worth it. I'll be honest with you, my work is better when I'm not talking because then I can give my client my full focus and I just find that I do way better massage when I'm not engaged with the client that way. But that doesn't mean that my clients don't talk with me and I don't talk back to them. My rule is I will talk if they talk to me because sometimes some clients relax more if they are talking and that's how they unwind. So I just let that be up to each individual. If they want to talk, it's fine. But I do like to give that disclaimer that I don't think my work is as good when I'm talking. But sometimes you just need to vent. Sometimes you need to get something out that's stressing you in order to be able to relax. So it's not the same for every person. But I will tell you that if you take that time to be quiet and to really go into your own experience and just zone out, it really enhances the session. And I think it creates a greater benefit for the therapy. So that, my friend, is number 7. Take time to be quiet during your massage. Number 8 is a challenging one for a lot of my giver clients. Practice the art of receiving. Being a good receiver is a skill, and it's just as important in our overall well-being as being a good giver. It's the balance of a healthy lifestyle. So, for all you givers out there who aren't comfortable receiving anything, whether it's a compliment or a gift, massage therapy is a perfect opportunity for you to practice the art of receiving graciously and develop this part of yourself. Because you literally don't have to do a thing during your session. You don't have to lift a finger. And that's what makes massage time so valuable. But with my natural born giver and doer clients, they can really struggle with this principle. They might try to assist me by, oh, here, let me hold up my legs so you can put the pillow in. And I don't need them to do that. They might strain themselves by holding their legs up too long while I'm searching for the pillow. I can lift their legs. I can lift their arm when I'm going to work on it, even though some of them will be like, here's my arm. And they feel like they have to hold it up for me, even though that's so sweet and kind and thoughtful. But I'm here to free you up of all the helping during your massage. You'll get more out of your session if you simply just melt onto the table, let your body just be heavy in capable hands, and totally surrender. Leave the rest to us. We don't need your help during the session. A skilled therapist will treat every part of you like it is the most exquisite, priceless piece of art in the world. Every part of you should be handled with utmost care. And I know that this is difficult for some personality types to allow themselves to be totally cared for. And herein lies the growth opportunity for the givers of the world, because it really is a balance between giving and receiving for your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. And if you practice the art of receiving, it will pay off in other areas of your life too. So that is number 8, receive during your massage. Number 9, hold the caffeine before your massage and drink extra water after. Too much coffee before your massage session can make you jittery and unable to quiet your mind down for the session. So I would recommend holding off on caffeine for 3 to 4 hours before the massage. And remember to double your water consumption for the next 24 hours so that you alleviate sore and achy muscles. Drink more water than you normally do after a massage session, even if you typically do drink a lot, because of the lymphatic health benefits that you get and the detox that comes with the massage. Definitely avoid alcohol too for the time period around your session. You're going to feel better if you do that. And you know, when I have forgotten to drink enough water after a really good massage in the past, the next day I would just feel sore and just lousy. So take it from me. That's no way to reward yourself after taking such good care of yourself. So hold the caffeine and double the water. Number 10 is one of my go-to remedies after a long day of seeing clients, or if I've worked out really hard, I like to take a sea salt or an Epsom salt bath. And that is a great thing to do after your massage. It will enhance the healing benefits of your massage. It will alleviate sore muscles, support your detoxification that you've gotten going with the massage. And I love them. They make me feel so good. You can buy Epsom salts at any drugstore or grocery store. They're very inexpensive. I have a personal favorite. I have some magnesium bath crystals that I love from Health and Wisdom is the company. And they're more pricey, but they are incredible. And I can shift the way I feel if I'm feeling sore and achy by just a 20-minute soak in some bath salt. So try 2 cups of salt in a warm bath for maybe like 20 minutes. And that's a really nice post-massage self-care treatment that you can do at home. And I am going to offer a little bonus 11th tip for you guys on the podcast. I didn't share this one on the blog, but I thought of something else that's really good to do to enhance your massage. Schedule your appointment and check out before the session. Because after you get the massage and your brain is in a totally different place, it's kind of hard to shift out of that wonderful feel-good brainwave state back into thinking about scheduling and thinking about paying. So I really suggest that you do all of that beforehand so that then you can just float out and be on your way when the massage session is done. So these are my tips for you guys. I hope that you enjoyed them. I hope that they make your massage even more incredible of an experience for you. And I look forward to hearing what works for you. What things do you do to enhance when you get a regular therapy session? I'd love to hear about it. And I hope that you enjoy all of your massage sessions to the fullest. Thanks for being with me.